Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy world we call life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of grudges? Like those past hurts are weighing you down, preventing you from fully enjoying the present moment. Trust me, I get it. Forgiveness isn't always easy, but it's absolutely essential for our own peace of mind and happiness. Today, we're diving into the stoic concept of forgiveness, exploring why letting go is not just a feel-good idea, but a powerful tool for cultivating clarity and confidence. Think of it like this. Holding onto anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It ultimately harms you more than anyone else. Here are 5 key takeaways from the Stoics on forgiveness that can help you lighten your load and live a more fulfilling life. Firstly, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying the actions were okay or minimizing the pain you felt. It's about choosing to release the bitterness and resentment so it no longer controls your thoughts and emotions. Think of it like cutting yourself free from a heavy chain. The past still happened, but you're no longer shackled by its weight. Secondly, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, flawed, and imperfect. Holding onto anger towards someone who wronged you is basically holding onto your own anger at yourself for letting yourself be hurt. It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's true. We all stumble, we all fall short. Thirdly, forgiveness isn't a one-time act, it's a continuous practice. Just like going to the gym strengthens your muscles, regularly practicing forgiveness strengthens your emotional resilience. It takes time and effort, but the payoff is immense. Imagine yourself as a warrior, constantly training to conquer anger and resentment instead of letting them consume you. Fourthly, forgiveness isn't about being weak or naive. It takes courage to let go of anger, to acknowledge your pain, and choose a different path. It shows strength of character and a commitment to your own well-being. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like clinging to a burning piece of wood. You're only hurting yourself in the process. Finally, remember that forgiveness sets you free. When you let go of resentment, you open yourself up to joy, peace, and deeper connections with others. It's like removing a heavy fog from your mind, allowing clarity and happiness to shine through. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who poured her heart and soul into a beautiful mural for a local community center. But when the unveiling day arrived, the mural was vandalized, completely destroying her masterpiece. Sarah felt devastated, consumed by anger and resentment towards whoever had committed this act. She couldn't bring herself to visit the center again, afraid of being reminded of her loss. However, Sarah eventually decided to try something different. Instead of letting anger control her, she started practicing forgiveness. It wasn't easy at first, but with each step, she felt a little lighter. She realized that holding onto anger only hurt her more. She focused on the joy of creating art, finding new inspiration in unexpected places. Eventually, Sarah even used her experience to design a powerful mural about resilience and hope, inspiring others who had faced their own challenges. Remember, letting go doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It means choosing to move forward with grace, compassion, and an open heart. Practice forgiveness as a daily habit, like stretching your mental muscles. So, what are you waiting for? Start today by identifying those lingering resentments and choose to release them. You deserve peace, joy, and the freedom that comes with true forgiveness. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Daily Virtue. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of letting go. Let's build a world where forgiveness is not just a word but a lived reality. See you then.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.